Instead of a ribbon cutting with scissors, the rail line was officially opened by a locomotive smashing through a banner. Nearly 2 miles of new track was installed, and old rails that blocked access to the property from Route 5 was removed. Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy says having the rail line open will help transform one of the largest brownfield sites in upstate New York.
The work that's being done, a lot of work by a lot of people here, I think it's great. And maybe you just come back and trek every year and see who comes back. You're on a waterfront. You have great infrastructure. Everybody's working hard to fill this site up, and I'm confident with the leadership we see in Buffalo, that'll happen.
The state and county funded the $4.4 million project. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar said the improvements make the site a truly intermodal transportation center.
Because you can, from this site, get your product to and from here by port, by boat, by rail, and by vehicle. Not many sites can say that, especially a site that now has 300 acres of a developable land. I submit to each and every one of you that there is no other site like this in the northeastern United States.
Poloncar says without the rail line, Welded Tube would not be investing $50 million in a new plant where Bethlehem Steel once stood. The Toronto-based company began pipe production last week with about 30 workers, but when fully operational, the company expects to more than triple employment. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.